Congratulations to Joe, and well done, Rangers women. The first of what we hope will be a treble winning season, but there's a long way to go. Let's enjoy this for this moment. Well done, Rangers.
How special was that, Mia, marking your first ever senior final with a goal so early on?
Oh, it was really special. First year on a professional contract, and I've got my first trophy under my belt. It's quite hard to sum up the emotions that I'm feeling right now, but I thought the girls were excellent today, so I think we thoroughly deserved it.
It's just laying the foundations now for the business end of the season.
Yeah, well, tonight I think we just focus on our celebrations, and we just focus on Hibs. We never know what's going to happen.
What's the plan tonight?
I don't know, just partying.
Can you explain the emotions when that one hit the back of the net and you get
the
celebration with all the fans there?
Yeah, it was amazing. I just remember running through, and I knew there was a few girls waiting there for the pass. But I thought, just have a go. You never know when it's hit the back of the net, and it was a surreal feeling.
You did that habit of scoring goals in your first big games, and scoring the old firm, scoring the finals. How are you managing to cope with the pressure of that situation? And then you just took a shot. How do you, as a young player coming to the squad, feel the confidence to just take a shot in the cup final?
Yeah, I just take every game as it comes. You never know what's going to happen in football, so I just take every game as it comes, try my hardest, and if I get a chance to shoot, I'm shooting.
The first half was a real fight, and then obviously you earned the right to play, and as I said, that's when you really took control of it. The first half in particular, you're having a say in big moments, Amir, so for somebody so young, and that's meant as a compliment. The sky's the limit. How do you manage to find the space to find the confidence, to find the quality in those moments?
I think it's a bit of everything, to be honest. I think the girls really helped me. Joe, like my parents and stuff. As I've said, I just take every game as it comes. Try my hardest and just try to keep my spot on the team.
And deal with it in that goal. You scored. As you go through it again, you had to fight off several tackles, etc., and make sure you got to the first. So you must be very, very, very proud of yourself. But also, that fight is the one of the most important parts of your game as well. It's not just all about the quality. You have to earn to get those chances.
Yeah, of course. We knew it was a cup final. They're not going to give anything to us, and we knew that we'd have to work hard and earn it. And I think those moments can be turning points in games. That was the difference going in at 2-1 as opposed to 3-1. So I think it was a good moment to hit the back of the net, really. So I was relieved to see that go in, and obviously celebrate with the fans and the girls and everything like that. So yeah, I was really happy to see that go in, but it was a big moment in the game.
Psychologically real, just how significant is this win? It's the first silverware on offer of the season. How important can this be now, just going in as a springboard to the latter months of the campaign?
It's really important. It gives us confidence going into the business end of the season, like you said before, and we just try to take each game as it comes, as cliche as it is. So we're hoping that will take us confident into next week against Hibs.
Does this feel like a team of champions?
Definitely.
Rio, what's made you settle at the Scottish football so quickly?
Credit to my teammates and the coaching staff and everyone behind that. I think Rangers is a great football club, and I'm really happy to be here, and I think you can see that in the way that I'm playing. So.
Rio, you told me last summer that you came here to win trophies. How does that feel to win your first one?
Amazing. I mean, it's been a great day so far, and I'm sure we've got plenty more celebrations to be had tonight, but after tomorrow, then focus turns to Hibs at the weekend.
Is that the thing? Does it just give you a taste of it and what this season could yield?
Of course it does, and everybody wants to win trophies, and I think that's why I chose Rangers, because I thought this is a great chance to be able to do that, and it's amazing feeling to win one today, so hopefully we're going to win a couple more by the end of the season.
Okay, guys, thank you.
Rachel, congratulations. How does that feel?
Yeah, I'm ecstatic. I think they're the games you want to play in your career, and to get the win, yeah, it feels excellent. I'm really proud of the girls.
Lovely goal, well worked.
Yeah.
Move, you found the space, and then that's a goal fit for any game, never mind a cup final, but must have been really special, the execution of the whole thing and the finish.
Yeah, I think set plays are such a massive part of football, aren't they? I don't think people look into them enough. So we do a lot of work on our set pieces, and that one came off. The gaps were there, the passes were good, Brogan found the space, and yeah, executed really well. And obviously, that's where you want it to go, isn't it? There's nothing worse than getting space and time and then not putting it in the back of the net.
We asked Rio about, she came to Rangers, said she wanted to win things. For you to win your first one here, how does that feel for you, and was that part of the reason or main drive for you to come here as well?
Yeah, of course. I need a change. Like, I'm so happy. You know, on and off the pitch, it was a great change for me to come up and experience something different. I don't regret the decision I made, and it's been everything and more. And that's because of the people who are around me.
Just how important can today be, do you think, for this squad, just as a go and look to reclaim the title now?
Yeah, I think every game's important. I think, obviously, you focus on different things. League is league, cup's a cup, but you take every game in your stride. This game's gone now. Obviously, we'll enjoy it, but as of Tuesday, focus goes back on the league, and that's the way we look at every week. That's the only way you can look at it. You can't look at too far in the future.
And just how important has Joe been? You know, obviously, you came into this game in the back of a disappointing result last weekend. Just how important was it in terms of... getting that out of your system and then preparing for
a Joe and all the staff are so important. To go in, obviously, it's disappointing, but it's how quickly you can turn around, and that's what good teams do the best. They don't get results, but then it's the mentality to go back into training, put that to the side, learn from it, and push forward, and that's what we've done this week.
Last one, Rachel's obviously coming into a cup final as favourites, it can be a bit of an added pressure. What was the message from the manager before the game?
I think respect the fact that we've got here and play, because we've earned the place here, same as them. They've earned to be here, but show people why we deserve to be here, you know? So, you know, being underdogs and everything is great, but I think there is an added pressure, but the players, the experience we've got within the squad, you take it, you know, you take it on your back and you carry it, because that's what you do when you're a top team.
Okay, guys, thank you very much.
Joe, congratulations. How does that feel?
It's tough to reflect straight away. I think it was just deserved. It's a really proud moment for me, for those players that have worked extremely hard and have worked at putting my way of playing into play this year. Because I think it would have been tough to ask for a complete shift in a style of play and an environment and a culture that I was trying to create. And, you know, I'm just really proud of each and every single one of them that stepped out on that pitch today and put in a performance worthy of winners.
What does it say about the mentality of the group to bounce back from the disappointment of last week to put in such a strong performance, not only individually, but collectively as a unit?
Hugely, and I think that was a big thing for us today. I think we knew we had to step out there and we had to win this game, and we had to have a performance to boot, because we know it was well below our standards last week, and as I say, we can't get too low, because we've been near enough perfect this year, and always the first loss always feels worse, but I think that win there just takes that loss straight away, and you know, you don't remember those moments anymore, and it's big for us to remember these moments and enjoy the day, and lifting a trophy is the best thing that we could have asked for.
What does that do for you in terms of going forward for the rest of the season now? Or is there another two prizes to go and potentially try and get your hands on?
Yeah, I think it's big. It's all about momentum. The first trophy is always difficult, and you know, we're always there. We're still there to be caught anyway. We're the ones at the forefront of the league, and we're the ones there to be got at, and everybody wants to get us. We expect it. It's how we perform under that and how we take that pressure. And I think that's a big moment today. To retain a trophy is never easy. And I said to the girls, this is your trophy. Make sure you keep your hands on it and retain it, and we go again for the next one.
Is that a bit of a weight off your shoulders from the trophy?
A little bit. It could be. I think because the expectation on us was to win it, it was all onus was on us to turn up and keep that trophy. But as we said, I think the performance there showed some real character and showed some real leadership moments. I think we really managed the game really well in the last part of the game, and these are things that we're looking towards straight away towards the end of the game. We're already thinking about Hibs next week. So, you know, nothing's easy right now coming towards the end of the season. We know it's going to be very tough, and it's hard to not look forward at times, but, you know, there's one trophy there that we just need to make sure we enjoy today.
How competitive did Partick make it in that first 20-25 minutes especially, because they had a very high press and the girls were struggling at one point?
Yeah, and it's not nothing that we didn't expect. I think when you come in and pose yourself as the underdogs, that you've got to normally bring something. I think the emotion of it was always going to be there. I challenged my players to take that. Don't get caught up in the emotion of it. You know, we've felt these moments before, and that was a big thing for me, to use the experience of players out on the pitch that have been in these moments and been in big moments and lifted trophies. They know how that feels. They know a first 20 minutes in a game can be very difficult and it can be nerve-wracking. So I think it was big for us to get through that stage and show our quality in the end and score some, you know, some fabulous goals.
Psychologically, just how important could this trophy be?
Yeah, I think it's big. As I say, the first trophy is always big. And it's very tough to retain a trophy. I think it's so hard, you know, when you're expected, that's your trophy that you've got, that you've won previously. Everybody's looking at you to retain it, and it's always much more difficult. So the first one's always tough, but we know that each game's going to be tough now, so there's no let up. We know this is such a competitive league when the split happens that, you know, you've got to be near enough perfect for the rest of the season now to get our goals towards the end of the season. So we just need to make sure we're enjoying this moment and not looking too far ahead and enjoying a win today.
Do you sense that this is a dressing room of winners?
Absolutely. I've said it from day one. There's winners in that group, and it's making them believe that, you know, they are the best, because I believe they are. There's not many people that I'd swap for anybody in that room as people and as players. And that's big for me, that they're such a together group. I've said it many, many times. It can seem cliche at times that you say the togetherness is there, and it actually really is. You know, there's no real cliques, there's no real groups. They all actually enjoy each other's company. So I think that's big. And you can see that today. I think you see Kirsty Howard's been out for such a long time. She walks on the pitch and every single player is clapping her. They're all behind her, they're all applauding her. And I think that just shows the group that we've got and how together they are and how they can really stick in together at this, through this last period of the season.
And talking about leadership moments, I thought Liv McGolton today was your player of the match. What did you make of her performance today?
Do you know, I'm not surprised. We've seen Liv in these big moments. I knew exactly what I was getting when I brought her up here. It can be very tough to come up to a league and a different team halfway through a season and just try and fit in so seamlessly. You know, I think it helps that I had her last year, and she knows how I like to work. She knows the structure that we like to play under, and I know that she fits well into that. But again, as a person, I know she fits straight into the group. It can be tough moving away from home for the first time as a young player. But, you know, she's thrived under it, and I'm more than proud of this group of players that they've, you know, they've opened their arms and they've made her feel welcome, and you can see the translation there onto the pitch with the performances that she's given. Surprised. She does it day in, day out. She's one that, as soon as I came in, she caught my eye straight away. There was a few, actually. There was quite a few players. But she was one for such a young player. I think she's got a huge, huge ceiling. I'm not going to bang on about her too much because she's my player and I want to stay with me. But I think it's important that we recognise we're putting her into these moments as a 17-year-old stepping up and starting in a final. That's huge. And to get that first goal was big for us. And you saw her technique, you saw her ability to be able to remain calm in those moments. And she's stepping up in big moments in big games, and she's definitely got a big future ahead.
Four Lads Bite Size Podcast is proud to be sponsored by Rhino Express and Clyde View Joinery, certified fire door installer and maintainer. Also in association with Rangers Pools, Zenith Coins and Alexander Campbell Interiors. Please share and follow the pod to help us grow. We hope you enjoyed the show.